Fuzan has 4 children, no job, and constant anxiety. He lost everything when Israeli missiles struck his home, his sewing factory, and his garden.
I spent years working hard and saving money to buy my sewing machines, one by one, to build up my businesses. It was all gone, just like that, in a second. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Fuzan's worries didn't start with the war. He began losing clients abroad, one by one, as Israel tightened its siege on Gaza in the last 2 years. He had to sell some equipment and furniture to put food on the table. And when the war started, it took away whatever he had left.
It was a very difficult situation. My children were scared, and they wanted me to comfort them. What was I supposed to do? I was scared, but I would control myself to make it seem like everything was okay.
When Fuzan's not surveying the destruction, he spends his time in bed.
I don't sleep, very rarely, maybe a couple of hours per night. I'm constantly worried. My head is never at ease. Even before the war started, I was anxious and tense because of not working, all because of the siege. And now, even if I wanted to go out, to take a break and go somewhere, to forget a little, I can't. Crossings are closed.
This is where Fuzan goes for the only relief that he can get inside this trip. Gaza's largest mental health clinic. Its headquarters and 2 of its clinics were hit during the war. But doctors there continue to work around the clock to treat the ever-increasing number of Palestinian patients living in the Gaza Strip.
Adults, in the first instance, are the symbol of protection, providing, and power for the children. Adults have already been lost as a provider because of the economic siege. During this war, they were lost as protectors. Some were defeated. They felt defeated as men, defeated in this battle because they could not defend their children.
Dr. Sarraj says that at least half of the people living in Gaza need professional help to cope with the war. Many of them have a constant feeling of insecurity. They live with a sense of collective trauma built up over years, even generations.
My grandfather owned a lot of land in his hometown, but in 1948, during the war, he was forced out and he had to come to the Gaza Strip. When the war in Gaza started, and we had to leave our house, I told my children, after we closed our door, hold on to the keys of the house, because we must return to our home.
Zeina Awad, Al Jazeera, Gaza City.